gentlemen. Thank you for coming out tonight. You could have been anywhere in the world, but you're here with us. We appreciate that.
I am Seth Peterson.
I am Debbie Hedren.
I'm Rhonda Schwartz.
I'm Josh Roberts.
This is Jesslyn Gilson.
Hello, I'm Victor Webb.
Hi, this is Charlotte Ross.
Hi, this is Ed Begley Jr.
What's up, you guys? This is AJ from the Backstreet Boys.
Hi, this is Shannon Elizabeth, and you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
And you're listening to Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
Talking Pets.
With John Patch.
John Patch.
You're listening to Talking Pets with John Patch.
Hello, America, and welcome to Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch. Join John and his expert guests with all of your pet questions, concerns, comments, and stories. Now it's time for Talkin' Pets with your host, John Patch.
And welcome to Talkin' Pets, heard coast to coast on your favorite radio station. This is Talkin' Pets, and I'm John Patch. Joining us from Livingston Animal and Avian Hospital out of Lutz, Florida is...
Dr. Sue Toper.
Here to answer your medical questions and your behavior questions about your pets at 818-818-6401. When you call into that number, you will speak with Sydney, and she'll put you on the air with us. That's 818-818-6401. The show is produced here at the farm by...
Lexi Adams.
Thank you, Lexi. And brought to you by VitaCraft. If you want to find the perfect treat that will have your cat doing anything you want it to, take my advice. Lick and Lap by VitaCraft. You can find it at VitaCraft.us. You can find it in pet stores, and you can find it at Walmart.com. Also, Good Pets Foods, if you're looking for daily probiotic, a daily multivitamin for hip and joint relief, you can get the treats. They're treats and supplements for your dogs at goodpetsfoods.com. And by the way, put in the word pets and get 10% off your order. And don't forget, Costa Rica, we're going to be going there, and you can join us with Colette. 800-581-8942 is the number, or go to talkinpets.com and click on Costa Rica. This is Talkin' Pets.
Standing on my field with your pretty pom-pom. Now you're working at the movie selling popular corn. I could have been a mess, but I never went wrong, cause I'm putting down my story in a popular song.
I said I'm putting down my story in a popular song.
I never was a model, I never was a scholar, but you were always popular. You were singing all the songs I
So, I am guesstimating that the top movie out there for this next week is going to be quite popular, and it's going to be Wicked. I think it's going to make a ton of money.
Sure it will.
They've done a great marketing project on it, for one.
People love Wicked.
But two, yeah. I mean, a lot of people have... I have never seen the play. Have you?
Shame on you.
Three times.
Yeah, I've seen it twice.
I feel horrible because I've never seen it. And
I've not read the book, though, and I have it. I mean to read it, but I just haven't gotten to that.
Well, I had nothing to judge it. I took my friend Scott with me, and he saw it. And I did ask him afterwards, and he's like, well... I mean, other than it's a movie, you know, and they have a lot more to work with.
Mm-hmm.
He said they do follow it pretty well.
It's an incredible play.
And it's, I guess, how long is it as a play? Because it was 3 hours as a movie, and that was only part one.
It has to be about 4 hours, probably like two and two.
Really?
That's a typical play. It's probably like 4 hours, I would think.
I still want to see it as a play, but the movie was amazing. And, you know, matter of fact, I'll tell you about that in a second. But if you are going to the movies this weekend, gang, your top five movies as of last week were... We'll be right back.
wait to see him. Stadium seating like I'm at the Coliseum. Are you not entertained? What he's asking us, but I assure you we are to the maximus. Watching all the trailers is half the fun. Hope I don't have to pee till the movie's done. Clothes always so sticky, what the heck? Stuck in the swamp of sadness, my shoes are all text. I always make it to my seat, lose time to spare. Nobody in front of me better have long hair. Chris Reed, Mark Simpson, your hair's legit, but somewhere in the back is where you're gonna need to sit.
We're going to the movies, we're going to the movies. Popcorn, candy, soda, noda, I love these things truly. We're going.
So if you're going to the movies this weekend, gang, your top five movies as of last week were, and I totally agree with it, Red One. Absolutely the best movie I've seen for the Christmas holiday. And it will become a classic. It was amazing.
I want to see that. I was like...
It wasn't like your la-di-da-da-da, Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas. It was, but it's also a great action movie. It's scary, so young kids might get a little scared. The snowmen are pretty vicious, and there's a lot that goes on with it, but it was such a fun movie. I thoroughly enjoyed this movie, and I could see watching it every Christmas year. Red One, and that's what, and he got paid $50 million to do this movie, The Rock.
Wow.
Dwayne Johnson. That's right.
Dwayne.
Yeah, Dwayne Johnson.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. And Chris Evans was in it as well. I think he only made half of what The Rock made, but it's a fun movie. It made $43 million in its opening week, which is pretty good. $43 million. It's not bad. Because I think a lot of people might be uncertain about it, but I think word of mouth is going to boost it up because it really is a good movie. Venom, The Last Dance. I'm a big horror fan and stuff, and I haven't seen this one, but it's made $131 million in 4 weeks. That's pretty good. Number two, The Best Christmas Pageant Ever. It made $23 million. I didn't see it. I heard it's a cute movie. I heard it's pretty good, but it made $23 million. Heretic, I didn't get to screen that one either. Not sure why, but it made $23 million in 2 weeks, and that's right up my alley. I love horror films. And rounding off the top five, this one's still holding on to the top five position. The Wild Robot made $139 million in 8 weeks. And it's a very, very cute film. And it's got a good message in it and everything like that. And it's definitely kid-friendly, so I would check that out. But I also got to screen this week Gladiator 2. I gave it 3.5 paws out of 4. That's my rankings that I do. Paramount Pictures puts it out. Great movie. It's definitely a guy's guy movie. It's definitely a male genre. I mean, some women, I'm sure, are going to like it. There's a lot of men with no shirts on. And basically, it's a lot of fighting. There's a lot of fighting going on in the Colosseum. There's weird kind of fighting going on, which I didn't know about, but I heard according to history, it's pretty accurate. Like, they fought with animals, baboons at one point, and then rhino. And then there was a war. They flooded the Colosseum, which I heard was true in history, and they did a ship battle.
Really?
And
I think I have read that.
Yeah, and it's like they did a lot of stuff with this movie, and it's a long movie. It's about 2.5 hours long, but it's worth it. I loved it from beginning to end. It was really well done. But this is the biggie, Wicked. Everyone is going to see Wicked. Yeah, I ranked it. I went back and forth from 3.5 to 4, 3.5 to 4, because there was a couple things that I thought were a little off in my opinion. But then again, I can't judge it against the play because I never saw the play. So when I asked Scott and other people about the play, I changed it made it 4 out of 4. And it's worth it. Everyone's going to see this movie. It's Ariana Grande.
Mm-hmm.
Phenomenal. She plays a spoiled rich kid, which you saw the play 3 times, so you know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
And she flips her hair a lot and does all that kind of stuff, and she does a great job. Plus, her singing voice is phenomenal. Also, Erivo, Cynthia Erivo, I was in love with her from when the movie started to when the movie ended, and especially when the movie ended, because, wow, she owns the end of that movie big time, and for part one. So there's going to be another part. The movie is amazing. Jeff Goldblum plays the wizard. Good job. You don't really see a lot of him in this. The only complaint I would say I had was Michelle Yao. She plays the dean or whatever of Shiz, the mm-hmm. university. And she's excellent actress. I mean, phenomenal. But not a good singer. So they cut her, I think, the song that she was maybe supposed to sing, because it was only like a line or two, which it seemed like it was short. But she's not a good singer. But other than that, movie is amazing. The scenery is amazing. The music's amazing. The acting is amazing. Everything about the movie is really good. I've got to go see the play. But it's going to make a ton of money. So expect Wicked to be up there in one of the top 10 movies of all times, probably. Once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets, and we want to talk with you. Don't be wicked. Pick up the phone and give us a call. 818-818-6401. And this is some of the music from Gladiator 2. Hello, pet lovers. If you're a cat mommy or a cat daddy like I am, you want to check out Vitacraft. They add to its signature snack for cats with Lickin' Lap. It's a smooth jelly and meaty gravy. Both products come in chicken and salmon varieties and also in individual, easy-to-serve tubes sold as a five-pack that allow pet parents to try a new product without a big investment. They work as an in-between meal, treat, or as a delicious training tool. If you're trying to get your cats to do things that you don't think they can do, this will definitely help. Or a saucy food topper if your cats are real finicky about eating their food, especially, of course, the dry food. It's available online, in pet stores, and you can find it in Walmart stores as well. And don't forget to visit their website, vitacraft.us.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell our listeners who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me join you to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now and find out how much your case is potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. If you think you deserve compensation, call now to find out how much you qualify for. 800-745-9090.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Hi, John Patch here, inviting you to join me October 6th as we explore tropical Costa Rica with Colette. We'll stay in the Monteverde Cloud Forest, a place you have to see to believe, where trees grow in heights of 100 feet and the wildlife is abundant from butterflies to sloths. Breathtaking views in nature's museum, visit a coffee plantation and learn the history from the bean to the cup. Plus, relax in a resort on the most beautiful beaches of Guanacaste. This and so much more. Colette covers the details from flights, hotels, included meals, and local experiences. Your only job is to have the time of your life. Don't miss out. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942 or visit TalkinPets.com. That number again is 800-581-8942.
Attention pet lovers. Try Gresca's Carbon 60, a revolutionary pet supplement designed to keep your furry friends at their very best. It's packed with powerful antioxidants. Gresca's Carbon 60 supports your pet's immune system, joint health, and vitality. Now, whether you have a playful pup or a seasoned senior, give them the gift of wellness with Gresca's Carbon 60. Visit our website at c60.com. That's the letter C, the number 60.com, or call 720-600-6040. You can learn more and order today. Your pets deserve the best, so give them Gresca's Carbon 60, because a healthier pet means a happier you. Go to C60.com or call 720-600-6040. C60.com or 720-600-6040.
Skateboarding is not only a hobby, it's a skill, and not a skill many humans have, let alone cats. But Bayo-Z, an American short hair from China, shreds like a pro and just became one of the fastest skateboarding felines in the world and holds the newest Guinness World Record for fastest 10 meters on a skateboard by a cat. He did it in just 12.85 seconds. In the short video, Bayo-Z needs no help from his human and trainer Li Jingteo to break the record. The one-year-old cat easily mounts the skateboard, propels himself forward, and easily coasts to victory, all while his adoring fans look on. Welcome back, Tony Hawk. Jiang Teo is a very successful trainer and began skateboarding with his dog initially, but Bayo-Z couldn't let his canine brother have all the glory and eventually mastered skateboarding as well. Bayo-Z's skill set isn't limited to the skate park. Bayo-Z also performs many other tricks. If you've ever felt jealous of your friend's talented dogs and their repertoire of tricks, there's no need. Cats, whether or not they have the desire to break a Guinness World Record, can also be quite receptive to training if they have a patient, understanding owner. You can train your cat to perform tricks like giving a high five, sit, or come in no time with the right attitude and, of course, the right treats. No skateboard required. Training your cat is also a great way to bond with your feline, especially if there's a newer family member. If they're a new family member of your household, it's also a great way to mentally stimulate your cat and prevent them from getting bored or naughty. Reporting from Talking Pets, I'm Lexi Adams.
This song is dedicated to one of my true loves, skateboarding. Let me tell you how it all started. Let's go back in time to the year 2K.
Okay.
When I was 11 on a summer Tuesday,
yeah.
My best friend came to play some N64, and he brought a game that I never heard of before.
What's this?
It was called Tony Hawk's Pro Skater. Next thing I knew, it was several hours later, I was hooked.
Yeah.
I couldn't stop playing, it made me want to really learn how to start skating. I asked for a board, please take me where they sell them. Let me get a birdhouse Tony Hawk Falcon. Mom got it for me, I was so ecstatic. Skating every day, I became a fanatic. I watched all the videos, read all the mags, posters on my wall, and Osiris G bag.
Classic.
All day and all night on my mind, just me and my skateboard, always on the grind. I'm still learning tricks and still having fun, still dropping hammers in, nowhere near done. Skating is forever, I ain't ever gonna stop. You can catch me on the board till the day I can't walk. I'm still.
Hey y'all, it's Miranda Lambert. Merry Christmas. Fun.
Happy holidays, everybody out there. Happy Thanksgiving. We hope you have a great Thursday and Thanksgiving and with the entire family. That includes your pets, of course, but not when it comes to the food part. And if you're worried about that, then give them their food when you actually sit down to have your Thanksgiving dinner. You could do it that way or put them in a separate room so they never even know or watch you eat, basically. So you may want to try out, you know, one of those suggestions. But
let the games begin!
So this is Name That Animal Sound, and if you can name this animal and tell us what it is, you can pick out a prize. We do have the new book from Chicken Soup for the Soul. It is actually Tales of Christmas. It's 101 Stories of Christmas. It's a great book. We do have dog books, cat books. We have a harness for a small dog about the size of a Jack Russell. We also have medium blue in, the medium is the size, blue is the color, for nail caps for your cat. We have from Good Pets Foods, we have daily probiotic, daily multivitamin, hip and joint. We'll come out to you for you to try those. We have the collapsible water bowl from Talking Pets, as well as a CD from Gino Sasani, a 2025 calendar on songbirds, and we also have from Vitacraft, you can go with Lick and Lap, which is a squeezable tube that puts out the taste for them. There's five different tubes in there. It's really cool. Or you can go with the purr sticks, where you can rip, it's like a stick, and then you can rip off whatever size you want and give it to your cats that way. Those are your choices if you can name this animal. You must be precise. 818-818-6401, 818-818-6401, if you know what animal makes that sound and being precise with it, you could be a winner. 818-818-6401, pick up the phone and give us a call, and we want to talk with you and get your guesses on what you think it might be. So pick up the phone, give us a call, 818-818-6401, 818-818-6401. So another thing, like with the holidays, you know, people are going to be celebrating, they're going to be getting everything together and doing this and that and so on and so forth. But, you know, I always worry, too, about decorations.
Right.
Because they can be actually very traumatic to an animal, especially if they swallow them. There's a lot of candy. I know at Thanksgiving when my mom was here, I would cheat so bad when I was a kid. I knew my mom would go and get, it was called Gertrude Hawks. I don't know if you ever heard of them. Gertrude Hawks chocolates.
No, I haven't heard of that one.
It was like a Pennsylvania thing, I guess.
Yeah, but Chicago, we had Fannie Mae's.
Fannie Mae's.
Was a big one, yeah.
There's another one, too. C's chocolates, I heard, are really good. But she would always pile up with boxes of chocolates, and I always knew every year she would have them for Thanksgiving because the whole family came over, and we have a big, you know, Roman Catholic family, and they all came over and all, and but I knew they were in her closet, and she would hide them in her closet somewhere, and I would sneak in there and open up the boxes, and I would start eating the chocolates before she even got to put them out.
Oh.
Granted, there was a lot left over.
Yeah.
But I did like my chocolate candy. And, you know, I'm a kid, you know, so it was like, had to have it. But, you know, it's just always so good. You miss those days when you have your mom and dad.
Very much.
Yeah.
I think about that every day. Things that I would ask and, you know, talk about, but that I can't.
That's why you have to appreciate the fact that you still have your parents with you now. So, you know, always make sure that, how's that go? You don't look a gift horse in the mouth or whatever, that take it for granted.
Right.
Always enjoy the fact that you have your mom and dad. You know, I find, and maybe it's in most households, and I think moms will appreciate this, is that I find that the mother is the glue to the family.
I'd agree with that, yeah.
Yeah, the dad seems to be the support. But even when mom's working or whatever, but the mother is the one that seems to keep everyone together. So,
yeah,
I know.
You kind of make it happen that way.
Yeah. When my mom was alive, everybody gathered, you know, for the holidays. It was just a big event. And my mom, we came from Poland. My mom, made everything fresh. Like she would buy the elements and everything was fresh.
Mm-hmm.
And she would make the best pierogies in the world. Amazing. She'd make the turkey, she'd make the ham, and, you know, green beans are always fresh beans, and, you know,
no canned.
Nope.
I don't.
Nope. And it's just the way it was. Nowadays everybody's busy and running around, so everything's either bought or, you know, from a can. And I'll raise my hand on that, you know, I'm do the same thing. But yeah, just enjoy it and have a good time. Make sure your pets are part of the family and they have a good time as well. But they are like little kids, so make sure you keep them in control. No jumping up on people coming over, no begging for food. You want to make sure that you take care of that as well, but that you all have a good time. And take a little break. We'll be right back with more of Talkin' Pets.
Turkey in the straw.
Thanks for calling the Veteran Car Donation Program. How can I help you?
Can you come and pick up my car and give me that tax deduction I've heard all about?
Sure. We can pick it up in about 2 business days or less.
Call right now and donate your car to help our veterans. Call 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. 800-640-9509. Call right now. 800-640-9509.
Dear God, thank you for the turkey we're about to eat, and for the turkey farms where they pack them into dark, tiny little sheds for their whole lives. Thank you for when they burn their feathers off while they're still alive, and for when turkey gets kicked around like a football and killed by people who think it's fun to stomp on their little turkey heads. And special thanks for all the chemicals and dirt and poop that's in the turkey we're about to eat. Oh, and thank you for rainbows.
Find delicious vegan recipes at PETA.org.
I lost about 20 pounds in 30 days, and you can too, by adding a few simple secrets to your diet, and then watch the weight melt off. I found a unique product that helped me and can help you lose weight as well. And all you need to do to learn more is to text a number we're about to give you. Again, if you want to learn some new secrets to lose weight and keep it off, text the keyword FAT100 to 866-313-2215. Again, text FAT100 to 866-313-2215. And we'll send a link to your smartphone with more details about the product and how you can order. Okay, so if you're ready to lose 20 pounds in 30 days, text the keyword FAT100 to 866-313-2215. Again, text the keyword FAT100, 866-313-2215. 866-313-2215.
Out of Orlando, Florida, an elderly cat, 13 years of age, finds herself alone in a shelter cage after the death of her owner. The orange tabby, named Cinnamon, was taken in at the Orange County Animal Services facility on October 26th, when a surviving family member surrendered her because of allergies in the household. Now, Cinnamon's home is a lonely cage. Albert Harris, the shelter's photographer, says, "Now that left Cinnamon officially homeless and sad. She had lost the home and only person she knew for the past 13 years. She now awaits another love story with the hope of being loved again. With her being 13, it's an age where many adopters wouldn't even consider as an option, because they would prefer a young kitten over a senior cat. As for her litter box issues, she has been using the litter box at the shelter and eating the cat food that we provide for all the cats. I'm proud to report she is still in good spirits and is affectionate. I want to keep that way for her. Cinnamon's best hope for her future is the kindness of strangers who will take the time to share her adoption information and photos. Cinnamon needs a warm lap to snuggle in and a loving person to care for her in the twilight of her life. Please help her find that person. Her ID number is A558204, located at Orange County Animal Services. Her name is Cinnamon, a spayed female, orange tiger domestic short hair. The shelter staff think that she is about 13 years old. So, if you want to check her out on the website, it is OENETpets.com. The number there is 407-254-9150. Please help her out. Check out the kitten, the cat, and if you can, adopt her. And for more information, you can check it out at animalvictory.org. Check out TalkinPets.com for more news. And join our Facebook at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch.
Baby, when December comes, when it's getting cold outside, and you're back...
Vaccine that can significantly reduce the risk of cancer in dogs is showing promise in clinical trials. Cancer is the leading cause of death in senior dogs. The new vaccine offers hope for a cancer-free future for our canine companions. Stephen Johnston, PhD, CEO of Calviri, started creating a cancer vaccine about 15 years ago. We had some discoveries, and we thought we had a path to do such a thing. But everyone thought it was impossible. His determination led to successful studies in mice, proving that a cancer prevention vaccine is feasible. After years of research and development, a new vaccine was created and clinical trials began. The most current trial, the vaccination against canine cancer study, is underway, and pet parents can enroll their dogs if they meet the qualifications. The canine cancer vaccine targets what Johnston calls mistakes made by tumors, known as neoantigens, which can provoke immune system response. Johnston's team developed DNA technology to identify useful neoantigens among 1.4 million possibilities, then isolated 30 specific neoantigens into the vaccine. Johnston says it's not much different than other vaccinations. We vaccinate with the mistakes and prepare the immune system to mount the defense as soon as the tumor arises. So it's just like an infectious disease in that regard. The cancer vaccine aims to prevent 8 major types of canine cancer: mast cell tumors, osteosarcoma, lymphoma, melanoma, mammary cancer, lung cancer, soft tissue carcinomas, and hemangiosarcoma. Clinical trials are still underway, but current results show a reduction in the number of tumors for about 65% of dogs vaccinated. Johnston says this number needs to be higher, and it's one of several challenges for the next phase of development. While the vaccine has shown a substantial reduction in mast cell tumors and adrenal tumors, which cause Cushing's syndrome, it did not prevent all 8 types of cancer, particularly hemangiosarcoma. We now know why. We just didn't put the right components in. So the next version will have components for hemangiosarcoma. Despite the favorable results, some have expressed concerns about raising an autoimmune response. But Johnston says that no safety issues have occurred during the trials. Surprisingly, trials have revealed more than 50% reduction in the incidence of non-cancer chronic diseases, such as arthritis and metabolic diseases. Johnston said this appears to be an unexpected immune response against senescent cells, also known as zombie cells. Senescent cells are thought to be the starting point for most chronic diseases, explains Johnston. Our vaccine is accidentally raising an immune response to get rid of senescent cells. The vaccine still needs to get USDA approval and undergo an additional trial, which could take a year or more. When it does become available to the public, Johnston stresses that it will be reasonably priced, especially compared to the high cost of cancer treatments. From the beginning, we wanted to make cancer products that everybody could afford, Johnston says. This vaccine could revolutionize canine health, significantly reducing the risk of cancer, and it may pave the way for cancer prevention in humans. The promise of a cancer-free future for our canine friends and ourselves inches closer to reality. Reporting, I'm Dr. Suzanne Toper.
Again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. I'm John Patch.
I'm Dr. Sue Toper.
I'm Lexi Adams. My Chemical Romance sings that. This is not. This is 21 Pilots. They redid it. But they are going on tour again. Not that anybody cares, but I'm so excited.
Are you going to go see them?
No. The tickets are so expensive. It's My Chemical Romance.
Now you know why I never saw Wicked.
Yeah. I guess.
Because they weren't cheap.
No, yeah.
Hey, that animal sound is still out there. We want to know, what animal makes this sound? I'll give you a hint. They can run about 25 miles per hour. They weigh anywhere between, 330 pounds and more. Actually, much more. And they love to eat seals and fox. What creature is it? 818-818-6401, 818-818-6401. Pick up the phone, give us a call if you think you know, and you can win a prize, and we will set you up with that. 818-818-6401. and you can win a prize. And we are thankful for you. You know, Dr. Sue and I have been doing the show for 34 going on 35 years.
Wow.
Do you believe
Has
it's been that long?
Yeah. No.
It's amazing.
I couldn't actually remember when we started, John.
April of 2025 will be 35 years since I'm doing the show.
Wow.
And, yeah, long time. We were children back then.
Yes, we were. We were babies.
Yeah. Kind of miss those days. Now you wake up and everything hurts.
I mean, that's what you have to tell everybody. You blink your eyes and the decades roll by.
It goes by really fast. Like, very fast. And you know, everybody always says, enjoy it while you can, and dot, dot, dot. But, you know, if you don't have the moolah, it's kind of hard to enjoy it.
It's the reality of life.
Yeah,
yes.
You got to, you know. But, you know, I just look at life, and I've been thinking a lot about it lately, and it's just, it really is fragile. And, you know, according to what we all know, it's the only life that we have. And, you know, I think, actually, in terms of, like, just everything that evolves around you and what you deal with in your lifetime and what you expect in your lifetime, what you hope for in your lifetime. And I kind of, like, even when I'm down and out, which is quite a bit, especially during the holidays, it can be lonely because my whole family's up north. But, you know, I think actually about how better off I am than most people. There's a lot of the population in the world that has, like, nothing. I love when my friends text me, and I have to keep the volume on because of the, and they know I'm on the air, Michael. and so, but it's just like, you know, I just think in depth a lot, and you know, everybody wonders about life and death and so on and so forth. And there's something that I've been struggling with lately to understand, and it's going to sound very strange. And I don't talk about it often, but I'm going to talk about it now because I'm thankful that I'm still here. And I'm thankful for the people that are in my life and the people that bring meaning to my life, and I bring meaning to theirs. But if you've been with the show for a while, you know about, and Lexi knows this, probably about 4 years ago, maybe five now, close to that, I was doing what was supposedly going to be my last show because... I was dying in the studio. I had kidney failure.
I remember that.
And I told my doctors, I want to do my last show, if that's what it's going to be. They didn't want to listen, but I did my last show. And this may be weird to people, but and it may sound very odd, but I'm going to put it out there. But when I was doing the show, and Lexi, you were here.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
And, I started to lose, like, my voice and everything in the last hour of the program. And everything was starting to go because my lungs were filling with liquid and my heart was had potassium all over it. And it was I knew it was happening. So I looked at, like, Lexi and everybody that was in the studio that day. And we had about 10 minutes, I think, right, Lex, to go and until the show was over. And... no word of lie, I'm not making this up. I was on no drugs or anything like that. I wasn't drinking or anything like that. But I felt something leaving me. And not only leaving, but it was pulling out of me. It was literally pulling out of me. And I never said anything to anybody. But as it was pulling out, I could feel like as if it was pulling out of my gut and pulling out, pulling like my shirt. And I'll never forget. And like I said, I haven't talked about this a lot. But I looked down. And I still can't explain it, but I looked down, and what was pulling out of me was the weirdest thing. It was like, almost like a bubble, and in the bubble was a fetus. And I know it sounds strange. It was light gray, transparent, and then it had almost like a embryo in the middle of it, and that's what was leaving my body. So take that for what you will, but remember, life is short, so enjoy it, no matter if we have a life after this one or not. Happy Thanksgiving.
Hi. Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. They'll tell you if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell our listeners who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me join you to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now and find out how much your case is potentially worth. Call 800-745-9090.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. If you think you deserve compensation, call now to find out how much you qualify for. 800-745-9090.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet, fresh asparagus, hollandaise on the side, a filet, medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flair, close your eyes, and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef, broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at RuthsChris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
Savor the past and savor the glory days of Las Vegas. Enjoy 70 years of true Las Vegas history as four generations of family wait to greet you at the legendary Bootlegger Italian Bistro. Wine, dine, and experience Mama Maria's award-winning original recipes while surrounded by original family photos and celebrity memorabilia. Enjoy piano artistry nightly with music from the Great American Songbook in our main formal dining room. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. The Bootlegger Italian Bistro, open 7 days a week. 7700 Las Vegas Boulevard South, in the entertainment capital of the world. It's Vegas, baby.
Hi, John Patch here, inviting you to join me October 6th as we explore tropical Costa Rica with Colette. We'll stay in the Monteverde Cloud Forest, a place you have to see to believe, where trees grow in heights of 100 feet and the wildlife is abundant from butterflies to sloths. Breathtaking views in nature's museum, visit a coffee plantation, and learn the history from the bean to the cup. Plus, relax in a resort on the most beautiful beaches of Guanacaste. This and so much more. Colette covers the details from flights, hotels, included meals, and local experiences. Your only job is to have the time of your life. Don't miss out. To learn more, call Colette at 800-581-8942 or visit talkinpets.com. That number again is 800-581-8942.
Attention pet lovers. Try Greska's Carbon 60, a revolutionary pet supplement designed to keep your furry friends at their very best. It's packed with powerful antioxidants. Greska's Carbon 60 supports your pet's immune system, joint health, and vitality. Now, whether you have a playful pup or a seasoned senior, give them the gift of wellness with Greska's Carbon 60. Visit our website at c60.com. That's the letter C, the number 60.com, or call 720-600-6040. You can learn more and order today. Your pets deserve the best, so give them Greska's Carbon 60, because a healthier pet means a happier you. Go to c60.com or call 720-600-6040. c60.com or 720-600-6040.
United States Postal Service might have found a way to unite a nation bitterly divided after this month's election. It's releasing a Betty White stamp. The beloved actor, friend of Talkin' Pets, animal advocate, known for roles in The Golden Girls, The Mary Tyler Moore Show, Boston Legal, and others, will be on a 2025 Forever stamp. Betty White died in late December 2021, less than 3 weeks before her 100th birthday. The Postal Service hasn't announced a release date for the stamp yet. An icon of American television, Betty White, from 1922 to 2021, shared her wit and warmth with viewers for seven decades. The Postal Service said in announcing the stamp, which depicts a smiling Betty White based on a 2010 photograph by celebrity photographer Kwaku Alston. The comedic actor who gained younger generations of fans as she entered her 90s was also revered as a compassionate advocate for animals. Boston-based artist Dale Stevens created the digital illusion from Alston's photo. I'd love to send a letter back to my 18-year-old self with this stamp on it and tell him that everything is going to be okay. Regardless of personal politics, self-proclaimed supporters of President-elect Donald Trump and Vice President Kamala Harris reacted with delight on social media about the stamp. Betty White was my hero all of my life. I actually had a doll when I was a little girl. I named Betty White. That's what one Trump supporter said. Something to make this awful week a little better. We're getting a Betty White stamp, posted a Kamala Harris supporter. White combined a wholesome image with a flair for jokes. Her television career began in the early 1950s and exploded as she aged. The only SNL host I ever saw get a standing ovation at the after party, according to Seth Meyers. A party at which she ordered a vodka and a hot dog, and stayed till the bitter end. Check out TalkinPets.com for more news, and join us on Facebook at Talkin' Pets Radio. I'm John Patch.
Thank you for being a friend. Travel down the road back again. Your heart is true. You're a pal and a confidant. And if you threw a party, invited everyone you knew, you would see the biggest gift would be from me. And the card attached would say, thank you for being afraid.
I'll tell you, I miss her every day. I knew Betty for 25 years, and everything that I just told you in that news article was everything that Betty was and more. She was the most honest, loving animal advocate, as well as friend of the show and friend of mine and friend of everybody's. She was the depiction of what a human being should be. Betty White. We miss you, Betty. A lot. Out to La Mesa, California, and Pat. Hey, Pat, how you doing?
Oh, I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing good. It's good to hear your voice. What's going on in La Mesa? How's your weather out there? Did you get affected by those storms?
No, we need storms. We don't have any rain for the longest time.
Wow. Well, it'll be nice to get some rain, but you don't want the storm part of it. You can leave that alone.
Right.
What animal do you think this is, Pat?
Well, I was wondering if it was a polar bear.
What gave it away? The seals as dinner and the Arctic fox? I didn't say Arctic, but now it is an Arctic fox. They do eat those.
Yeah. The fox is the one that the part that kind of stumped me, but then I was thinking the Arctic fox is
correct
up there too. So, oh, wonderful!
What would you like to go with, Pat? We've got books. We have the treats for cats. Do you have cats? Do you have dogs?
I have cats, and they love the lick and lap.
Yeah, that stuff is amazing.
absolutely amazing. I can if you've won the Lick and Lap, I can send you the purr sticks. Do you want to try that?
I think you did send me that, and they,
okay.
They prefer the Lick and Lap.
Yeah, everybody loves that Lick and Lap. It's right. Absolutely amazing. Do you want to go with, this is something that you may like. I do also have the Tales of Christmas from Chicken Soup for the Soul. It's a Christmas book, 101 Tales, and they're all short stories, so you don't have to read like a whole book. You can read a story at a time.
Oh, okay. Did you also mention a bowl, like a cat bowl?
I have the collapsible water bowl. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to send you the collapsible water bowl. Because this way you could take them with you wherever you go. And I'm going to send you the Christmas book as well from Chicken Soup for the Soul. So I'll send both of them to you out there.
Oh, that would be wonderful. Thank you.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Uh-huh. You too. And I really enjoy your show.
Thanks, Pat. I appreciate that. And please stay on the line and talk to Sydney so she can get your address and we'll ship that out to you.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Pat. That's Pat out there in La Mesa, California, on the San Diego area. And once again, you're listening to Talkin' Pets. But you did you ever meet Betty? Were you on the show with Betty?
No, I would have loved to meet her. I admire her so much.
Yeah, she would come on the show, and she loved coming on the show when she had time. She was busy until the day that she died. And wherever she could fit in, she would come on to the show. And such a pleasure. I mean, she was just a hoot. I went out there and went to the L.A. Zoo with her the one day. Mm-hmm. And, of course, you know, Bobby, my old producer Bobby, Bob Page, he was with us, and Bobby's a hoot as well. So those two got along really well. They both have the same kind of wit. And I'll tell you, Betty can tell it. She could.
I bet she has stories.
Oh, she does. But the most amazing person in my life. And, you know, to the day I die, she's one person that I cherish. I've met a lot of amazing people, also the people in this room, both Dr. Sue and Lexi. And Lexi's like the daughter I never had. You know, got to be thankful for what we have.
Yes, we do.
And I'm very thankful. And I'm thankful for doing this show for going on 35 years. And so would love to hear from you guys. So the number is 818-818-6401. We're going to end this hour of the program. And don't forget, spay and neuter your pets and help control the pet population. Give a pet a home. Please go to your local shelter or rescue and get one there. I'm John Patch.
I'm Dr. Suzanne Toper.
I'm Lexi Adams.
And goodbye for this hour of Talkin' Pets.
Views and opinions expressed on Talkin' Pets are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other hosts or advertisers. The show is for entertainment purposes only and is not intended to treat, diagnose, and or claim any cure of disease or condition based on advice or recommendations from the host, veterinarian, trainer, or pet product manufacturer, but rather suggests that the audience use this information to consult with their existing pet specialist.